gosh, thank you so much for meeting me here. I really, really appreciate you just coming over and letting me study with you at the coffee shop. I know. I've been trying to get a hold of you, and I've been trying to reach you so that we can study together, and I just haven't really had any luck. I mean, with finals coming up now, I could really, really, really use the extra help. Yeah, I mean, you helped me with my homework the entire semester, and it was really such a blessing because I'm not good at math. I'm terrible at math, and I really, really need all the help that I can get. So I just was kind of worried that, I don't know, maybe I said something wrong the last time that we were studying together, or I don't know, maybe you just didn't want to study with me anymore because you thought I was too dumb. No? Are you sure? Yeah, 'cause I mean, you were pretty quiet the entire month of November, and you didn't really text me back, and you didn't really even look at me in class. So, I was just worried that maybe you just, I don't know, just got tired of me or something. No, I'm not really familiar with that. What is N-N-N? Oh. Oh, no, I didn't know about that. But I'm sorry. This might be a stupid question. I don't really know what not November really has to do with me. Oh. Really? Oh, you think I'm pretty? thank you. Yeah, I didn't really expect that. I'm kind of like a plain Jane, so I didn't really think that you would even think twice about that or think about me like that. No, don't get me wrong. I'm more than flattered. I don't ever really hear that often from anyone, so I'm sorry if I find it kind of hard to believe. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I don't know. I guess I'm just a little dumb, but I don't really see what relation the no, not November and me being pretty really has to do with that. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, actually, I would really like for you to spell it out for me because I can't really see it for myself. Really? Oh, so it's not just that you can't come all of November, from November 1st to November 30th. It's also that you are choosing not to touch yourself. Oh my gosh, that sounds terrible. Yeah, I'm sorry, but that does not sound like a lot of fun at all. I mean, if I was a boy, I definitely wouldn't want to do that. Well, I mean, I thought that boys just, thought about sex all the time and you just like wanted to do it all the time, so you kind of like just want to touch yourself all the time. So I don't know. Oh, yeah. I mean, oh gosh, it's kind of embarrassing to admit this, but I don't think I would be able to do that for a whole month. Oh, why not? Well, I mean, I don't think I could keep my hands off myself for an entire month. That's a very long time. Oh no, no, that sounds terrible. So wait, do you still watched porn during this time? But you didn't touch yourself and you didn't come? You didn't even accidentally come? Oh my God. What about your sleep? What happens if you come in your sleep? Oh no. Oh wow. Well, I guess you can't really help yourself, and you can't really help that if you just come in your sleep, but my gosh, that sounds terrible. Yeah. How much longer do you have to do it for? Oh, right. I'm so stupid. It's November. So on the first day of December, you just get to come, as many times as you want, or what do you do? Oh. Okay, so some people wait a little bit more and then just go all out. Wow. Yeah, that doesn't really seem like something for me. I don't think I could do that. Were you successful? Did you do it? Gosh, that's awesome. Good for you. That's something to be proud of because I definitely would not be able to. So I give you major, major props for being able to do that. Oh, right. Yeah. Sorry, that was my first question. I feel like we've gotten a little derailed from that. But so wait. Hold on, let me get this straight. So you didn't want to see me during November because you thought that it would be too much of a temptation and that you would touch yourself if you did? Oh, I don't know. I'm just I'm just using my deductive reasoning. I may not be good at math, but I'm very good at science, which doesn't really make sense sometimes because people who are good at math are usually good at science. But anyway. Oh. Yeah, you look very cute when you're saying that. You're kind of blushing, and it's, I don't know, it's kind of endearing. I like it. Oh, yeah. No, that doesn't bother me at all. No. Oh, why would I be weirded out by that? I mean, it's a compliment. I think it's really nice of you. Yeah. Oh, well. There might be things about me that you don't know, so I wouldn't judge me so quickly and dismiss the fact that I'm kind of shy and kind of quiet in class and, kind of dorky and just sort of there. I am, I'm a sexual being too. I'm a woman. I mean, I might have just turned 19 not that long ago, but I'm still a sentient being, and I'm a person, and I have feelings and desires and needs. And I mean, we've studied Maslow's hierarchy of needs and, the pyramid in psych class. So, I don't fall outside of that. I guess just because I'm so plain and, quiet, you may not have thought of me like that, but I do think about those things. I mean, I've had boyfriends before. I've let them touch me and kiss me, and I've sucked their cocks before too. And I've had their cocks in all of my other holes. Yeah. You see, I think that's the problem, that a lot of people don't think that those of us who are reserved and a little bit more introverted and just more in our own minds. Well, they don't think that we can have experiences like that, but well, I assure you, I quite like to fuck and to be fucked, so I know quite a little bit about it. Just because I didn't know what not November was doesn't mean that I don't know other things. What kind of other things? Well, I'm sure you've imagined many of them already. If I distract you as much as you say that I do, and if just my mere presence is so hard to be around that you can't risk it during a month that you can't touch yourself or come. I wonder, what are those things that you've imagined us doing? What are those things that you've imagined me doing? Oh, you're stuttering. That's so cute. Is it because you never expected me to be so forward? You never expected your study buddy to be such a dirty whore? Oh, I think you like that word. Well, that's true. I would not have expected you to see me that way, so I never thought that you thought about me like that, but I guess we're both proven wrong. Well, you know what they say about assumptions. It makes an ass out of me and you. But I think I do have a pretty nice ass, though, so I guess while we're on the subject, I have a little proposition for you. Well, if you can help me study for our finals, and if you can help me get a good grade on our final, which is really important because I really, really, really need to get at least an 80 to be able to get an A in the class. Well, I think if you promise to do that, then, well, I can give you something as an early insurance policy, I suppose. Or maybe let's call it something to motivate you. Well, we did talk about psychology, and we know how motivation works, and sometimes you just have to provide some incentive up front in order to motivate someone to do something. How does this sound? You come with me into the bathroom. Yes, right now. We sneak away into that big bathroom in the corner. And you show me just how successful you were all November in holding in all of that cum. And then I will let you come in one of my holes. Just one. You don't get to pick. I'm gonna pick this one this time. And after we're done and you decide to help me, then, well, once I've passed the class and once I've done well on the test, you can pick which other two holes you want to come inside. Does that sound like a fair trade? Oh. I thought it was really fair. I mean, everyone gets everything they want, really. And before all of this nonsense, you were still going to help me pass the class, and you were still going to help me study. I mean, that's why we are study buddies, right? Of course, and because you like to stare at me and look down my shirt while we study. You're right. Good. So does that mean that we have a deal? Perfect. Well, good thing that you agreed because, well, all that cum that's still in your balls is not going to milk itself, is it? And besides, I think that I could do a much better job taking it than if you just wasted all of it and just spilt it all over your hand or your bathroom or whatever it is that you come into. I'm sure having a nice, wet, warm hole to accept and suck that cum out of you is a much better alternative. Come here. Follow me, but just look casual. You're just walking. There's two bathrooms. Nobody's gonna know. This is such a naughty thing that we're doing, isn't it? Well, I bet this is not how you expected to spend the first day of your freedom. I bet that you were just imagining, just stroking that cock of yours to whatever porn you watch and having a day-long cum-fest by yourself. No, no, no. Not if I have anything to say about it. Not if I can do anything to alleviate this problem. No. You didn't expect me to be such a dirty slut. Is that what you're saying? Oh, no. I know, sweetheart, I know that those aren't the words that you're using, but the way that you're looking at me and the way that your cock is throbbing in your pants and the way that you just keep repeating that you didn't expect this from me, well, it tells me that you have no idea what a nasty slut I am. Well, exactly the type of nasty slut that would unzip your pants. Just slide my hand inside and grab your cock and start stroking it, even though it's already nice and hard for me. But I do kind of like to tease it too. Oh, and look how it throbs and just jumps for me whenever I do that. Do you like to be teased? Oh, well, of course you do. If you decided not to come for an entire month and not to touch yourself, well, you obviously like to be teased. And I'll let you in on a little secret. I love to be teased too. But not today. No, not today. Because today, well, today is about you releasing all of that tension that you have pent up from 30 days of no coming. That's so long. I told you I definitely wouldn't be able to do it, and I can tell it's taken a toll on you because, well, your cock is just throbbing and pulsing and keeps jolting every time that I squeeze it a little bit too much. I'm afraid that you're going to come any moment, so I'm just going to have to stop and turn around and bend over the sink. You can lift up my dress, you know. I'm not wearing any panties under. No, I didn't know that this was gonna happen. I don't know, sometimes think maybe I'm gonna get lucky, so, well, I guess it's a good luck charm not to wear any. No, I don't wear panties to class sometimes, and... Okay, I'll admit it, I don't wear panties whenever I go over to your place to study, because, well, I don't know. I thought maybe I would accidentally open my legs too far, and you might notice that I'm not wearing any, and you might take advantage of that. Take advantage of the shy, quiet girl that's in your bedroom next to you, on your bed, and so willing and eager. You don't know that, but you know that now. And look at me. Look at me in the eyes in this mirror. Look at these eyes, so fucking ready, so full of passion, and so desperate for good, hard fucking. Yeah, that's good. Just lift my dress up just a little bit. Oh, and there you go. And there's my ass, totally bare for you to look at and touch and use. Oh, what's that? Oh, that's a butt plug. I wear those too sometimes. I guess I'd have to admit that it makes me feel extra naughty and, well, it makes sure that I'm extra prepared if anything actually does happen. No, it's not uncomfortable at all. It's just a delicious reminder as I go about my day that maybe later that sweet little hole is going to be filled by something more than just my dildo or my fingers or my plug. I don't look like the type that goes around wearing butt plugs without any panties on. Well, I guess it's because you don't know me. But you're about to get to know me much, much better. Speaking of which, there's a lot of talking and hesitating going on. What are you afraid of? Do I intimidate you now that you know that I'm just a slutty girl who likes to get fucked nice and hard and, of all places, my tight ass? That little look on your face is just so fucking endearing. I love it. It's a fun new little expression to add to the list of... very, very cute expressions that you have. Okay, you can close your mouth now. Well, I don't know how you're gonna fuck me with that dumbfounded look on your face. That's better. That's a nice little smirk. Yes. Oh, that does feel really nice. Your hands on my ass like that, just squeezing and massaging my cheeks. Fuck, here, let me just spread my legs apart a little bit more. There we go. There you get the full view. You get the sweet little pink heart-shaped jewel. And then right under it, you can see my tight, dripping pussy just begging you to fill it. Later on, once you're done helping me study for all these tests, that can be your prize. But today, no, today your cock isn't going in there. No, no, no. I know today your cock is going here. Oh, yeah. Exactly where you're pressing into my pluck. That's where your cock is going today, sweetheart. Might be a little unexpected. Those hands do feel so very good, squeezing my ass and spreading it apart so you can see that jewel better. You're not just gonna stare at it all afternoon, are you? No. You're gonna have to take it out. Well, if you're gonna shove your cock in there, you're not gonna have to take it out so that you can replace it and you can fill me up. That's fine. It's just, I've been wearing it ever since I left my house. When I showered and I got ready to come over here, right before showing up to study with you. And so, my ass is a little bit adjusted, but not all the way stretched. So just take out the last little part. Oh, fuck. Yeah, it's pretty big. It's one of my favorite ones because, oh, it just stretches me out so nice and wide. And then I'm just gonna be positively gaping when I get home. And it's so much easier to fuck myself in the ass with one of my toys, if that's the case, or to slip a cock inside, like you're about to do. Your fingers do feel really nice. I'm teasing outside of my naughty little hole. Yeah. Two of your fingers can fit in very easily. But it's gonna feel so good. Wrapped around your cock. Yeah, it was a very good idea for you to use those fingers that you shoved in my pussy first and use my drippy pussy juice to just slide your fingers inside. What are you doing? Oh, I suppose I should hold the plug. You can't hold it the whole time. You have to hold on to my hips. How silly. Why are you getting on your knees? Oh, that's why. That's why you're getting on your knees. I was gonna fuck you and let you come inside me and picture that you're gonna be on your knees in the bathroom of a cafe, tongue fucking my ass. But I guess it's adequate preparation. Yes, it's definitely, definitely very, very good. Like, it does feel nice to have your tongue sticking in like that. I'm fucking in and out of it. Fuck, 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 fuck. I feel so good. I could probably come just from this. You don't even need to touch my pussy, but fuck, your finger on my clit feels so good. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Fuck. Please. Please, please stop. Please stop. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. And I can't. Oh, I don't wanna come yet. Oh, no. 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 Please, please. It doesn't mean like more. This doesn't mean tongue fuck me harder. It means please stop. Oh. Yeah. You want me to come? You want me to come with your tongue? In my ass. Yes, 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 yes. Fuck. Yes, from my clit harder. Fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh my god. That was a stellar performance. I never knew you had it in you to do that. Fuck. Oh. You're looking at my cum now. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's good. You're doing a very good job cleaning me up. Oh, your tongue feels amazing. It felt amazing. It's doing such a good job licking and cleaning up now. Fuck. No, fuck. Do you need help getting up? You look so fucking good on your knees like that. It almost tempts me to just walk forward and just have you lick my pussy as I stand here. Well, luckily I'm very tall, and well, you on your knees and me standing makes for the perfect access. But again, there's gonna be time for that. There's gonna be a lot of time for that later. Now, let me help you up off your knees. Here you go. And resume the position. Well. I definitely like how your cock feels just teasing the tip on my ass. My stretched out little hole is feeling so good right now. Oh, there you go. Just. Oh, it's so slippery with all that thick spit and all that deep licking and tongue fucking you were doing. We don't even need lube. Oh, God, just. Yeah, rub your cock against it. Oh, that's perfect. Oh, fuck, it makes me want you inside me so bad. Oh, I can feel you trembling. How are you gonna come just from rubbing the tip of your cock against my slippery little asshole? I know I'm teasing you, but I'm only kidding. Well, I'm not kidding, but I'm not doing it in a mean way. I just like teasing you because, fuck, I just want your cock buried inside me, pulse deep right now. So just shove it in. Just shove it in. All the way. And one thrust. Oh, good. Oh, good fucking God. Yeah, you're all the way in. Fuck. Oh, very good. One good thrust. Now start moving. Start moving at your pace. That's mighty slow. Are you afraid that if you're gonna go faster, you're gonna come inside me already? Do it. Do it. I'm gonna fuck myself back onto you. Fuck. Bring my ass back onto your cock and I'm gonna fuck you hard. No. Don't worry. Don't be ashamed. Just enjoy it. Just feel good. Enjoy it. Enjoy the feeling of my tight ass just wrapped around your cock. Fuck. I know you're gonna come. I know you're gonna come. I can feel you. I can feel your fingers digging into my hips. Oh, pulling me faster and harder. Do it. Let go. Let go and just come. Come and fill my ass with all of that thick, very, very frustrated seed of yours. That's it. Fuck, pump that cum into me. Fuck. Let my ass squeeze your cock and milk all of that cum into my tight hole. God. Oh, fuck, it feels so good. Oh, fuck, I still feel the spurts. I feel it spurting and fuck. Just absolutely filling me up with all that cum that you've had building up in your balls for an entire month. How does it feel? How does it feel to fill up your study partner with a month's worth of your heavy, cum-filled balls? Yeah, you're still going. No, don't feel ashamed. Don't feel bad that you came quick. Fuck no, on the contrary, I love it. I love that I could turn you on so much. And that I could fuck you so good. And that you were so frustrated to begin with. That you just had to explode all of that cum inside me. The quicker the better. Because it means I'm doing a very good job. I think I'm gonna have to give you this plug back, and I think you're gonna have to put it back in my ass. No, silly. Of course I can't go out there without my plug in my ass. I mean, I'm just going to drip your cum everywhere. Could you imagine if we go back and we sit in our seats and when we're done studying, I get up and I'm sitting in a puddle of your cum? Everybody would know what a dirty slut I am. And everybody would know that I just took a nice, thick, full load from my friend and my study partner in my ass in the middle of a coffee shop. I mean, what would they think? I can't let them know that. There we go. And it goes. There we go. Now your cum is nice and safe inside me, and well, some of it is bound to drip down and around the plug, and well, I'll see what I do to deal with that, but for now, I just want to go back there and learn all of my math. Of course, it's going to be just a little bit distracting. Every time I move around and I feel this plug and I remember what it's holding in. Well, I can say that if you enjoyed filling my ass with your cum, I think you're really going to enjoy filling my warm, wet pussy with it. And not to mention my throat. I'm very, very good with that. But now, let's go back and get to studying because, well, I really need that A after all that D I got.